Welcome to CNN Center in Atlanta. Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway. So glad you're checking in with us. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The nation's unemployment rate rose to its largest reading since 1983. Unemployment stood at 8.9% in April, up 0.6% from the previous month. In the meantime, the Labor Department reported that employers cut 539,000 jobs from their payrolls in April, down from 699,000 from March, and the best reading since October. Well, Drew Peterson, the prime suspect in the disappearance of his fourth wife, Stacy, has now been indicted for the murder of his third wife, Kathleen Savio. Peterson was arrested yesterday near his home in a Chicago suburb. He will be in court for a bond hearing this afternoon. He's denied any wrongdoing in Savio's death or in Stacy's disappearance. Pope Benedict XVI landed in Jordan earlier this morning to begin a Middle East tour. His week-long trip will also take him to Israel and the Palestinian territories. It is the first papal trip to the region since Pope John Paul II made a similar pilgrimage some 9 years ago. Well, this is not your typical high school science project. 5,400 students, parents, and teachers went to the extreme at Coors Field in Denver trying to illustrate extreme weather in Colorado. They were trying to clinch the Guinness World Record for the biggest science project. They did some explosive experiments and some hands-on activities demonstrating the science of weather. That's the kind of class everybody likes. All right, KFC's free grilled chicken offer was apparently a little too finger-licking good. Some restaurants actually ran out of chicken at KFC. Can you believe it? This was after Oprah Winfrey told viewers about the internet coupon. KFC has released a statement apologizing to its customers and is now offering a rain check. Be sure and stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world, and we'll have updates for you right here throughout the day.